Okay, a couple other points and properties of the mean. One is the sensitivity. The mean of the three measures of central tendency that we'll talk about, the mean is the most sensitive to all the scores in the distribution. And by that I mean, in order to compute the mean, you use every single score that we obtained, and also, we not only use the fact that there is a score, but we use the exact value of all the scores. So it takes into consideration all the scores and their values, and it's the only one of the measures that really does that. And in terms of sensitivity, if you have very large or very small numbers, the mean will reflect that. So let's just say, for example, we had a distribution that had three scores. Let's say we had a 1, a 2, and a 3. The mean of that would be 2. If we had a 1, 2, and a 12, the mean would jump to 5. In other words, it's very sensitive to the fact that we had one score in there that was a lot larger, that is the 12. So the mean takes into consideration the actual value of every single score in the distribution, and it's the most sensitive of our central tendency measures to extreme scores, either on the right or on the left side of the distribution. Okay, another property of the mean is has to do with what we call deviations. There's actually two properties here that I'd like to talk about for a minute. The first one is actually not written down here, but the property is that in words that the sum of the deviations around the mean always equals zero. Okay? Now, what is a deviation? A deviation is the distance from a score, any score in the distribution, to the mean. So if we go back to my example of having a distribution of three scores, a 1, a 2, and a 3, the first score has a deviation from the mean of minus 1. The score minus the mean, 1 minus 2, is equal to minus 1. The second score, which is a 2, has a deviation of 0, 2 minus 2. And the third score has a deviation of plus 1, 3 minus 2. So we have three deviation scores, minus 1, 0, plus 1. If we sum those all up, it equals 0. And that's always true, whether you have three scores in the distribution or whether you have 103 or 1,000,003, the sum of the deviations around the mean is always equal to zero. It's a property that is a good one to know about. I'll talk about it a little bit more later. Has implications for a number of things down the line. Okay, another very related property is the one I have written down here. The mean is the point in the distribution, although we've seen it doesn't have to be an actual score in the distribution. It's the point in the distribution that minimizes the square deviations. Okay, well, we've talked about what a deviation is. A square deviation is simply, the deviation squared. So in my case of the three deviation scores, minus 1, 0, and plus 1, if we square those, we'll get 1, 0, and 1, and our sum now of the square deviations will be equal to 2. The mean is the point in the distribution around which those square deviations will be less. The sum of those square deviations will be less than if you'd chosen any other point in the distribution. So we have two properties I've just discussed. The sum of the simple deviations of all points around the mean is always equal to zero. And the second point is the sum of the squared deviations around the mean is always less than the squared deviations, than the sum of the squared deviations around any other points you could pick in the distribution. Okay, again, both of those are related and they have implications for a number of things that we'll discuss as we go along, probably beginning in a couple classes from now. Okay, and another property has to do with its use, the statistic, the mean from a sample, is an unbiased estimate of the population mean. By unbiased, we mean if you take sample after sample after sample after sample and compute the mean, these values will ultimately point you smack at the population mean. It doesn't miss it systematically in one direction or the other. If it were biased, if the sample mean was a biased statistic or a biased estimate of the population mean, if we did it a bunch of times, it would either overestimate or underestimate the population mean. But it doesn't. The sample mean is an unbiased statistic, that is, an unbiased estimate of the population parameter.